Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Christian man is fired for religious beliefs and he sues his employer. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is a really interesting case. The lawsuit is against Train Technologies on behalf of a former employee, Paul Ostapa. And he was unlawfully denied a religious accommodation. His religious beliefs said that he does not want to be alone one-on-one with another female that's not his wife. And so he asked for this religious accommodation. He worked until he was fired as an HVAC technician. So it was very easy for this company to accommodate him. I mean, they had 15 other technicians in a location with 25 to 30 technicians. So they could easily accommodate him, and it was not an undue burden on this company.
Yeah, so this Ostapa is a Ukrainian native who emigrated to the United States in 2001. He worked for the Train Technologies for 16 years.
I mean, that's a loyal employee.
Yeah, he's been here for 16 years as an HVAC technician, and he is married. He does not want to work alone with a female colleague who's not his wife. And so he simply asked for an accommodation to not be assigned to work alone with a female. Now, he can work with other females. He just didn't want to work
right
alone. So, like, if, for example, you're going out on an HVAC service, and so you have two people going out, and maybe you're going into a house. Could be new construction, old construction. Let's look at, you know, maybe new construction. No one's there. You're there. You're going to put in some HVAC. And you're going to be there by yourself. In the house, you're going to do ducking and all these other things. And you're going to be there alone mm-hmm. with that other woman. He wants to avoid that kind of situation.
Yeah, that's appropriate boundaries for a Christian man to keep his integrity, not to have another female there one-on-one.
Well, it looked like they started to accommodate him originally. But then when they found out the higher-ups that this was being accommodated, the higher-up actually revoked the accommodation and terminated him.
They said he was being insubordinate.
Yeah, so they have, the Ostapa worked in a unit with 15 other technicians and in a location with 25 to 30 technicians in total. So accommodating his request would not have placed an undue burden on the company. So for example, you have 15 technicians in your unit or 25 to 30 in total. And then you need to send someone out to a facility where it's just you and the other technician. Well, there's probably a lot of other places that you could send that person, or there's other combinations that you could send mm-hmm. that person. Maybe you could send another a male with that person. The female could go with someone else that didn't have the same objections. It was a simple accommodation request.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be an undue burden. In fact, what they did was they were accommodating him when he first asked for the request. His immediate supervisor was accommodating him. But then when it went up to the HR level, HR said no, and they revoked the accommodation.
Well, not only that, though, they subjected him to a hostile work environment, interrogation, harassment, abrupt administrative leave, and then they ultimately fired him. All these are violations of Title VII's religious protections, of course. But you think about this, you know, he lost his job, but they lost a very loyal employee.
Yeah, he's been there for 16 years.
And you have
years.
To be trained to be a technician.
Yeah, you don't just, yeah.
You don't just find him off the street.
You have to be trained to do HVAC technician type of work. And he had 16 years of technology training as an HVAC technician. So they've lost someone who's been a very faithful, loyal employee who also had significant training and abilities simply because they did not want to accommodate his religious requests. So we've now filed suit under Title IX in the New York State Human Rights Law. Ostapa is seeking a court judgment declaring that his former employer's actions are discriminatory and unlawful. And we are asking in this lawsuit for the court to reinstate Ostapa, provide back pay as well as damages, attorney's fees, and cost as determined by a jury trial. So this case will continue to move on. We'll go through discovery in the future. But pray for this case. This man is a hard worker. He was trying to be faithful as a Christian man, not put himself in situations where, you know, he might be compromised, or there might be even the impression, because you don't, it's not even whether or not you're going to be compromised. You know, with what happens today with the allegations against people, all he has to have is an allegation by one woman when nothing happens.
Or the appearance of evil.
With the appearance, so he wants to avoid any appearance of evil. You remember Billy Graham, he would never travel alone with, he would never be alone with a woman.
Right.
And he did that for a legitimate reason. He, just like Ostapa, he did not want to be in a place where he is alone with a woman.
Well, the Bible is very clear about not giving the appearance of evil. And as a woman, I don't find this offensive. I see he was respecting his wife, number one. He's respecting the Lord. He's respecting his wife. And also any woman, he doesn't want any kind of situation or gossip or anything to happen. So I couldn't see another woman in this company finding that offensive. If they did, that's their issue. But what he was doing, I think, was appropriate.
Well, in some cases, you might have, you know, multiple people that work in a particular location. Mm-hmm. You could have women and men there. He's fine with that.
Sure.
He's fine with working with men. He's fine with working with women where there's other people around. But what he doesn't want to do is work with a woman alone when there's no one else around.
Right.
So that's a fairly simple accommodation to be able to provide. That should have been permissible to do that. In fact, you could even go to current construction, because in current construction, you would have other people there. It's only in basically some of these rare situations of new construction where there may not be other people on site. But current construction, where you have the building occupied, the air conditioner goes down, you have to go fix it, there's going to be other people there in your presence. He just doesn't want to work with a woman alone with no one else present.
He could be going into homes. I don't know exactly who they service, but it could be like in individual homes as well. So.
Right. And so, you know, this is a very simple request. So in July 2025, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission granted Ostapa's right to sue letter. He, in order to do a Title VII case, Employment Law, Title VII, 1964 Civil Rights Act, that particular law protects employees against religious discrimination in the workplace when your employer has 15 or more employees. Mm-hmm. And so when you have an employment practice that collides with your religious belief, the process is you apprise your employer of your religious belief, your objection, and you ask for certain accommodation. You propose the accommodation. The employer is required to consider that and then consider whether they can provide a reasonable accommodation for you.
Which they can in this case. It's not like they just had three technicians. They had 25 to 30 to pull from.
Yeah, so they could easily do that. Instead, what they did is they did not even consider his accommodation request. They intimidated him. They harassed him. They put pressure on him. They then abruptly put him on administrative leave. They said he would be insubordinate for not working around a female alone, and then they terminated him. That's not the process that you go through with Title VII. You would go through an analysis as to how you can accommodate them. And in fact, the HR could have done that very easily. Why? Because by the time the issue came to HR, his immediate supervisor had already worked it out. They had accommodated him. They had allowed him to follow his religious convictions. He's a good employee. They found no problem with it. HR overrode that and then terminated him. So then after that, you need to file a complaint with the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and either the EEOC will give you, in most cases, a right to sue letter where you just file suit, or sometimes they will file suit on your behalf. Most of the time, they just give you a right to sue letter, and then you can, if you want to, pursue legal action. And so that's where this case is. We've now filed a lawsuit against this New York-based company, Trane Technology.
Bottom line, Trane Technology discriminated against him based on his religious beliefs by refusing to honor his initial religious accommodation.
That's right. Title VII requires that you don't just simply ignore the religious request for accommodation. You have to take an analysis as to whether you can accommodate. If you cannot do so without an undue hardship, then you don't have to. But in this case, they could certainly do it without placing an undue hardship on the company. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.